So let's welcome Jeff and Linda on the way to Paris and to see Artemis Saint-Germain.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David. Welcome, everyone.
I'm sorry. Linda couldn't make it. Linda had to go back to Wisconsin, where she grew up, for a family event, and she got trapped in the Twilight Zone.
And this is what came back. And my only wish here, my only choice, is that we do leave for Paris tomorrow and for an extended visit. I just hope that my Linda comes back before we get on the airplane. It's going to be a long go through security. There'll be some that recognize you from previous visits through security. No, that's a stunning outfit. And I do have to, I don't know if we can get a good camera shot of this, but Linda, I mean, doesn't just do the face and, you know, thing and that. I mean, you can look. Can we get a camera shot? Put your foot up on, I mean, no, this leg on here so the camera can see it. I want everybody all around the world
Which
to
leg?
See that this leg up there. Could I pull it?
Ooh, oh, not so.
And does that, can you get that up on the screen, Jean, so everybody can see?
Yeah. Awesome. It's my
Really? No, let it really show there so everybody could see.
Don't they like my tattoos?
Oh yeah.
This hurt.
But you have to really pull that skirt up.
No!
but I do have one question for you that I think we should really discuss before we get going. Most witches have a broom. Did you happen to bring yours with you?
I'm going to be in a very mad mood if it's not where I parked it.
Where did you park it?
Oh, it's by the door. It's a brand new one. It's crimson.
That doesn't look like much a witch's broom, though. That looks like a cleaning broom.
You haven't seen me ride it, honey.
And as we were getting ready, walking out the door, Linda said, oh, I thought you were going to get dressed up today, you know, in a costume for the shout. And I said, I am. I said, guess what I am? And she said, a boring middle-aged white guy. Got it. That's it, baby. Anyway, thank you for being here. It is, as David mentioned, a glorious day out there.
It's a perfect Colorado day.
As a matter of fact, this is a shot of Colorado. You can see this if you go about 3 miles up over the hill, drive just down call the switchbacks, drive around a little bit. It is just so glorious. I actually don't really want to leave to go on this trip.
It's although, as beautiful as it gets.
And Fred and Rennie, you're from Switzerland, of course. Is this almost as good as the Swiss Alps? Almost?
Much better.
Smart thing to say when you're here. In Zurich next week, I'll ask you now, which is more beautiful? So it is just glorious. Here in Coal Creek Canyon today, it's a balmy 72 degrees. That's kind of warm for us locals. That's about 21 degrees Celsius. That is unusually warm. We've had snow up here as early as September 8th. I mean, 8 inches of snow. Father Sarducci, I have to ask, is this for you or for us that you're collecting?
Well, services started, so it's time to collect
money. By the way, thank you. For those of you, you didn't get any, though. You didn't fare very well out there. Well, wait, we'll have a... Don't park it near that broom. We'll have to have Adamus go around later. But, you know, Adamus would put money in it.
Hand it out,
right? For those of you who are new here and wondering what the hell you're doing here, this isn't just because it's Halloween. We like to do this.
It is Halloween month.
It is Halloween month, but we like
also
to do this
the holiday of
anytime.
The dead.
Years ago, Adamus said, not years ago, actually, it wasn't so long ago, he said, get dressed up. So the next month, I came in a suit and tie, and Linda had on a nice dress. And he said, no, I mean, get dressed up for fun. And ever since, a lot of us have been doing it. And particularly with Halloween, it gives us an excuse to just have fun. Adama says that if you can act a little bit, get out of the act that you're in. Remember that it is just an act. Don't get so locked into your identity you think it's the beginning of the end. It's just an expression of your soul. So thank you, everybody. And let's for anybody who got dressed up, go ahead and stand up so we can get a picture of you. Yeah, good. All right. Some, not a lot, but some. And Susie, are you standing? Oh, I'm kidding. So thank you, everyone, for getting dressed up. We have people tuning in from all over the world, and we want to thank them for joining us here on Chambra Vision on this glorious day. And I just wish you could be with us here in person, but we do have a lot of people from out of town that
have come
in to join us. So let's see who they are.
And forgive me for my pronunciations, but we want to acknowledge you. Marianne Ang is here from Whitehorse, Yukon.
Good to see you again, Marianne. Go ahead and stand up. Good to see you again. Marianne, when's the last time you were back in Whitehorse, the Yukon?
A month ago.
A month. That's not too bad. Okay, okay. Yeah. So you're just going to go back for the winter? Good to see you here.
Elga Basso.
Elga, where are you from, Elga? Italy.
Italy, welcome. Welcome. Glad that you could join us.
Welcome. And which part of Italy?
Italian Alps.
Italian Alps.
Three Alps are from the Italian Alps, which are very close to Venice. It's only 1 hour away from Venice and 1 hour from Austria.
Which is more beautiful, the Swiss Alps or the Italian Alps?
Different.
That's
a good answer. Perfect answer.
Good answer. We definitely want to go back to Italy. We were in Rome a couple years ago, and we'd love to go to Venice or Florence.
Yeah, we keep hearing
a lot of Chambra in Italy.
Yeah, it's growing very quickly.
Yeah, actually, there are.
There's even an Awakening Zone show that's done in Italy.
And a website and good food and, well, thank you. Welcome. Glad you're here.
Then Lenica Brooks from Hensburg, Netherlands. Are you here?
Annika, good to see you.
Thank you for joining
Welcome.
Us.
Welcome. And are you having any a little altitude disorientation up here? We're a little higher than Netherlands.
Every now and then. I live 6 feet below.
Yes. Yeah, that's kind of a weird feeling because if there's a really big storm, you know, it's, Yeah, just keep a boat handy. Good to see you here. Glad you're up in the mountains with us.
Also from Netherlands, we have Ingrid Vandervaart.
Hello, Ingrid. Pastor. Welcome. And Ingrid, where in the Netherlands? Okay, good. Well, I love going there. Yeah, good. Thank you.
From Tranby, Norway, we have Dag Stam Andersen.
Good to see you again, Dag.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
I think you got taller.
Dag, did you just kind of pop over, you know, or are you touring?
Yeah, we're touring.
You are? Where are you going to?
Since Santa Fe. He was in Santa Fe.
Yeah. No?
Oh, yeah, you missed Santa Fe? I thought I saw you dancing.
You did, but he wasn't there. Good to see you again, Dag. Of course, we saw you when we were in Norway back in May. It was a good, really good workshop.
Fred and Vrenny Krenbrühl from Switzerland.
From Zurich, Fred and Vrenny.
Woo! Glad you could be here.
Good to see you here. I know you're tuning in every month when we're on the air. Good to see you right here in Coal Creek again. Yeah. And have you had fun touring around?
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We actually went down to Sedona from there up to Grand Canyon, up to the north of Arizona.
Yeah.
To Lake Powell.
Wow. Wow. And beautiful the whole way, I would imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
No drop of rain.
Yeah, oh, that's
sunshine
good. Yeah. See what you bring. We'll see you in Zurich in a week or so.
Yeah.
Good.
Did I missed Eva Storensten from also from Norway? Hi, Eva.
Eva, good to see you again, Eva.
Glad you could join us. Very glad you could join us. And from Signal Hill, California, Constance Malumbo.
Hi, Connie. I haven't seen you for a long
time. Good to see you.
Good to see you again. Glad you're here.
From Jupiter, Florida, Antoinette Verna. Oh, she didn't make it.
You could just kind of half, you know, half stand, because you're kind of living here temporarily. Good to see you again. Nice outfit. Beautiful.
Linda Hacker from Sebring, Florida.
I was wondering who that was.
Yeah. Lovely.
Good to see you again, Linda. Yeah.
Jane Olson from Hagerman, Idaho.
Hey, Jane. Good to see you.
Robert Carter from Jefferson City, Missouri.
Roberto, where are you?
Roberto.
He's in the bathroom. All right.
Okay, we'll catch him later. Susan Baim Hoover from Nebraska. Where?
Hi, Susan. Good to see you again. Bring your puppies with you? Just one.
From Warren, New Jersey, Sherry Bakhtian.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
So is your governor going to run? Big question. Yeah. Oh, this political time of the year, it gets so intense and, yay. Drama from a distance. Yeah, yeah.
That's all that's
owned it? Up? Okay. Anybody else that we forgot about from out of state, permanently out of state? Oh, yes.
Scott Black in Florida.
Yeah, oh,
lovely.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Scott.
Glad
you're
here.
To be here.
Okay. Yeah, and anybody here for the very first time?
Oh, I'm sorry, you picked this time.
Wow, wow, that's quite a few.
Welcome.
Welcome. This
Sandra
says you can.
I'm sorry?
Sandra.
From Australia.
Of
Australia,
Sandra's
kind of
almost a local now.
Yeah.
Australia.
Calistralia, a kind of in both. Okay.
Thank you.
As you can feel, for those who are new for the first time or tuning in for the first time, this is a little bit different type of group.
Really?
And very warm and friendly. We're all kind of on our individual journeys, but we join once in a while, once a month or more, just to share our stories, to share our safe space, to take a deep breath and take a moment to realize that there's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a lot going on within us, but it's actually okay. And the more you just allow, especially the internal process, and realize that it's very natural and that is okay, you can actually start enjoying it. You can actually start experiencing it rather than getting all caught up in the drama of it. So we get together like this for our monthly webcast. Linda and I travel around, Norma and Gare travel around, a lot of you traveling around, and we connect like this once in a while just to enjoy the safe space.
It's always a special time.
So we have a lot to cover today.
Yeah.
And
I think you have something more.
Pardon?
Next slide.
If you remember, it seems like a long time ago, the August webcast was the first in the new series called E2012. If you remember, Adama's kind of actually gave us the option to name it, and then he named it. but he felt it was so important. What was yours? Yes, yeah, that would be good. But but then all eyes would be on you, Sartre. Well, they are anyway. So it seems like a long time ago since that shout. It's been a couple months because we, in September, we had the Midsummer Conference down in Santa Fe. By the way, how many were there down in Santa Fe? Wow, what an event. Well, we have some slides in just a moment, but let's do a little recap of the shout from August, just so we can catch up with that video produced by Gene Tinder, who always does an amazing job. So if we could get the lights and play us a little video.
Yeah.
So, dear Shambra, we're gathered here on this warm and beautiful day. It is 3:07. Do you know where your consciousness is? If anybody that could distill consciousness and energy, look at it from a very simple view, looked at it 1,000, 2,000 years ago, 5,000, 10,000, they'd arrive at the same basic conclusion. Humanity was going to go, at some time or the other, go through a tremendous evolution. There would be more incarnate beings on Earth than ever at any other time, higher population level, combined with new beings coming in from the other realms who have never been on Earth before, combined with new energy, combined with a lot of chaos all at the same time. And this would be a time of tremendous transformation on this planet. Transformation that comes not from destiny, but from the choice of humans. The ones who said, we're ready for something a little different. We're ready to be living masters on Earth, rather than aspiring to be, rather than going through incarnations after incarnations. We're ready to live here aware, conscious, joyful. So we're breaking, you're breaking past a lot of that old stuff right now, but as they have said, they being Kryon and Seth and Ramtha and Tobias and Kathumi, have said for a long time, there's going to be this tremendous stress and struggle, a lot of old systems breaking down as it's making room for the new systems. In particular, you and other conscious-minded beings are feeling the effects of it more than anyone. Remember, I have to underline this. I want to underline it 10 times. It's not about you. I don't care how much you think it is. You're trying to hold on and pretend it is. It's not about you. It's really not. You camouflage it. You kind of rebuild it. You disguise it to pretend it's a personal emotional problem, to pretend it's your abundance problem or your relationship problem. It's not. Biggest thing going on right now for the next year and a half, maybe a couple years, everything is energy. It's all about energy right now. You can distill it. You can simplify it. Every action, every game, every headline, everything, if you feel into it, it's all about energy. There's a lot of energy in movement right now, energy in chaos, total chaos. Energy that's ripping down old systems, trying to build new, I don't even want to call them systems, but new templates or standards. This world is in an energy crisis. You can actually do something. You are doing something. Because of the work you're doing on yourself, not to save the planet, not to save the universe or anything else. The work you're doing in your own consciousness, selfishly, brilliantly selfishly for yourself, is what's creating a difference, will create a difference to the problems that face Earth right now. So when you take on an issue, thinking that it's yours, wrestling with it, and finally coming to a new understanding or a new awareness, that's having a brilliant little effect on mass consciousness, on the rest of the world. There's an overall energy crisis in this coming year and a half. Everything you read, what's taking place on the planet, from banking to food and relationships and technology and everything else is about energy. Energy stealing takes form in a lot of strange ways right now. And one of the things that you're going to see a lot more of, you're going to see less war, by the way. War is a little too direct and crude. And actually, you don't get a lot of energy by going to war. They're starting to figure that out. Cost a lot to go to war. So they're figuring other ways, the collective or the people in governments. So what we have here going on right now is tremendous energy battles taking place in a lot of different ways. Read the headlines, if you dare, tomorrow, next week. And instead of reading it for the words that are printed on the paper or on your computer screen, think about it in terms now. Everything is energy. Everything. When I say everything is energy, I put an asterisk behind it. Except you. Except you. Now let's talk about that. The rest of the world is operating on this energy crisis and energy chaos. It'll work out just fine because it will bring this planet to the next level. And you'll really start to see the difference in a couple of years here. But right now, it doesn't have to affect you. It's part of the evolution. It's part of the resistance to change. It's part of old structures not wanting to give up. But it's going to happen. It's happening. Let's talk now about you. And in order to do that, I'm going to talk about consciousness. Consciousness. What is consciousness? As you become more conscious of yourself, I'm going to define these. These are not cast in stone by any means. But there's different levels of awareness that all tie into consciousness. All of them are important in your lives right now. These are different types of awarenesses that you work with right now. These are the most obvious because they're right in your face. If I kick you in the foot, you're going to be aware of it. These are the most prolific. They're always happening. They're driving you crazy. These are the most natural, the most fun, and the easiest, but the ones that you tend to push out of your way. When I asked the question before, where is your consciousness? It's a really good question. That's a really good question. Some of you say here, well, but are you really being conscious here? I would contend that a lot of your consciousness is out there somewhere, is out in another realm. You've held it out there. You've kept it from being in here. You're avoiding it in a lot of ways. You've hidden it somewhere, and you really don't know where it is. And when I say, ask the question, what is consciousness? You give me a mental answer. And you say awareness, okay, but really, what does that mean? What is consciousness? Consciousness is awareness, but put more concisely, distilled down, consciousness is your presence. That's a little bit different than being in the now moment. Very similar, they're like cousins, but it is your presence. Your consciousness is your presence and what you are allowing yourself to be aware of. Your consciousness is your presence, and your presence right now is right here, is sitting right here. Your consciousness is your awareness of sensory, of mental, and intuitive. Your consciousness is presence. And the question that I have for each and every one of you, how present are you? How present are you? How real are you in the moment? How conscious are you? And this is the simplicity and the beauty of it. Are you present? What is your presence? As you start to become aware of it through the senses, your physical senses, even through your mind, and the mind starts saying, am I present? Then through your intuition, you're finally going to start feeling yourself more present. You're going to start feeling more around you. You're going to have more awareness of yourself present. And the moment you have awareness of what is present, what is here, you're going to start understanding what is not present. You're going to understand what you've been holding back on. Then, my dear, you get that state of pure consciousness. It goes beyond any of these types of awareness. It becomes the I am awareness. I am awareness. And the fact that I am present, and that's all that counts. I am that I am. Every part, every piece, the body of consciousness, every aspect, every thought, every feeling, I am fully aware. I am that I am. You are consciousness. You're not energy. Energy naturally falls into place and goes to work for you, totally efficient, as you become aware, as you become conscious of your presence. Consciousness is awareness of all the different things that are going on. Consciousness ultimately is about your presence right here, right now. Your presence in this moment.
So before we go on, let's just take a moment now and breathe in consciously this now moment. Breathe in deeply, feeling and allowing your consciousness to be here, to be in this now moment, present and aware. And continue with that breath, allowing this now moment and awareness to fill you. Wow. I like
good,
that.
Yeah, me too. That was good. And again, I have to thank Jean Tinder. She goes through that, what, almost 2 hours of video.
Thanks, Jean.
And gets it, good distills recap. It down to about 10 minutes, which is great, you know.
Good recap.
So anyway, wow. Okay, let's move on here. I forgot what's coming up. Another picture of Colorado. Boulder, Colorado, right there.
The Flatirons.
Just down the street, the Flatirons.
Yeah.
I mean, for those who aren't here in person, those watching it online, this is how beautiful Colorado is.
It truly is.
I get high this time of the year, summer, fall. It gets, through December, it's really quite pretty, too, even with early snows, because it's a real light, fluffy snow. And then after that, I don't know what happens because we're traveling and Linda mysteriously arranges for us to be out during the other months. So anyway, let's take a look at recent events. And I guess that would be the Midsummer Conference down in Santa Fe. A lot of people here were down there. I'm sure a lot of people watching in online. It was a fun, amazing grand celebration. As Adamus kicked it off with the very first session and said, we're going to move some energy. And we did. I mean, from what happened when we opened Friday to closing Sunday was just, it was like a story unfolding. We were writing it as we went. It was truly fun.
It was fun and it was historic and there were many activities going on. And so we all got to feel a sense of what it's actually like to be a part of Santa Fe and to bring who we are to Santa Fe.
And we had a lot of really good presenters, people like Dee Wallace, she was so fun.
She was fun.
Our first time working with her. Jim Self, amazing. Boy, I could sit and listen to him for a long time. He had talk about presence.
Absolutely.
Jim had what I felt a really good presence in the now moment.
We enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Jean Adrian.
And then poor Jean got interrupted right with a mariachi band coming in.
Did we not get any pictures of the mariachi band?
We did.
Oh,
we did.
Good.
Wolfing von Rohr. I'm going to go through the presenters. Sandra Ingerman talking about the shaman tradition, which was very interesting. Joe
had
Mbolo.
A lot of new energy references in it. That was interesting.
Absolutely. Well, and you distill any of them down, even the church father, and it all comes down to about the same thing.
No, not really.
And Dr. Michael Brandt giving some insight into the physics and science. Jimmy Stadler, what a great time
fun.
With Jimmy.
Good time was had by all.
And course, Gerardinovsky. Yeah. Norma Delaney. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Linda, by the way, I truly appreciate your 9/11 talk that you did. It was very, very touching, as you can see. I'm looking at you like,
oh,
wow. No. And that's Kathumi giving the stink eye to Dee Wallace. And that's one of my favorite shots that Dave took. And, of course, Lee Harris. What an amazing job he does. So that was the lineup.
It was a good event.
Gene has put together a little video with shots from the conference and a little bit of music.
So we're going to share that?
Yeah, I'm going to go to the next slide as they cue up the video. I think we're ready for the video. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Zoom tight. So, dear Shambra, that could...
about you, and you told me nothing gonna get us down. Can't you see? I said, if it don't matter to you, it don't matter to me. No, 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 no. If it don't matter to you, it don't matter to me. People all around making sounds and all kinds of noise. If I could only get there, then I could enjoy. Trying to be who they're trying to fool. Let's change the mood right now. Turn down the lights. It's time to cool it down. If it don't matter to you, it don't matter to me. If it don't matter to you, it don't matter to me. Yesterday and what we could be. Sing it on down for me. Sing it on down, sing it on down to me.
Once again, thank you, Gene, for putting that together. It was brilliant. And photos from Dave Schemmel. So thank you, Dave. Woo! And you can see the photos online in the Chambre photo album. And I think, Gene, we're going to put this on YouTube. Yeah. Good. Okay. Back to the slides.
More?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah,
you
yeah.
worked way too
oh,
hard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Somebody took this picture I wanted to show, but this is in Santa Fe, which I wasn't aware of. It's the St. Germain Foundation I Am Sanctuary. So I thought that was kind of cool. Not too far from the hotel, actually. So, wow.
He's
what
everywhere.
Event. Oh, and just as a reminder, the complete audio recordings of the conference, all the channels, all the presentations, are available as a digital download through the Chambre Shop. It's the entire set, which is about 14 hours worth of materials. You can download it. We're not doing it as individual pieces for a variety of reasons, but you can download the whole thing. So that was an amazing conference. I slept for a couple days after I got back. I mean, just the energies were so
moved a lot of energy.
Good.
It was really quite a celebration.
Absolutely. So let's take a look now at upcoming events traveling around the globe and see where... what's coming up next?
Whoa.
I got a new slide for that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miracle.
Took Woo. A little while to create that, but
Whoa.
It's kind of like the Chambre network all around the world.
Wow, you get so creative.
Yeah.
Sweetie.
So actually, in just a few days, actually, we'll be in France. Linda and I are going to Paris and just relaxing for a day or two.
We're going to try to get over jet lag, but I can't think of a better place.
Exactly. Exactly. And we're doing a little work while we're there.
Oh, like Adamus would leave you alone in Paris?
Oh, I know. He's so looking forward to it. Last time we were there was with Norman Garrett about 5-6 years ago. 100 years ago. Yeah. More than 7 years ago. Wow.
Wow.
So then we're doing a tour of Chartres and Carnac. Chartres? Is that right? Yeah. I don't know why the R and the S and all those other ones are in it, but...
Well, it's the most beautiful language on the planet, and we've been told we're supposed to learn it, but...
Yeah. We're going to visit some of the old places and have channels and good meals and wine. I'm looking forward to that. A busload of Chambre touring
Jeff,
around France.
It's a coach.
A coach load. That's correct. Of course, I don't know. We might get
the
a
drivers
bus.
Get a little sensitive about you calling their vehicle.
True. After that, it's a book tour of the new book, and I finally learned the English name for it, but I forget it now. Living Your Divinity. Is that about right? Is that English translate? Yeah. So, Living Your Divinity. We're going to make book stops in Basel, Zurich, and Hanover. And in between, we'll be doing workshops, a Body of Consciousness workshop in Zurich. Fred and Brenny will come and see you, of course. You'll see us. Then the Alchemy of Light and Dark in Vienna.
That's
and also
special.
We're going to check out a location for
the
next
midsummer.
Year's Midsummer Light Conference, or yeah. Midsummer New Energy Conference in Vienna. Then Berlin, after that onwards to Hamburg, and then home, I believe. I think so. Yeah. November is the Egypt trip. That is sold out. Susie, were there any last-minute openings? Still sold out.
Still sold out.
Okay. On the tour that we just showed, like in throughout Europe, there's still places, I believe, at some of the workshops.
There are definitely seats at almost all of them. I think have a few more seats. So, just contact Susie or go to the store.
And we'll be in Egypt. We're going to start the tour on 11/11, which should be interesting. And it's also, I think, the right around the date of the new elections in Egypt. So. Should be kind of interesting.
What were we thinking? Oh,
we picked our date first.
That's true.
So kind
Actually,
of funny
that's true.
How that alignment comes up. Mark your calendars because in...
Start pray for us.
right after Egypt, it's over to Frankfurt for the first full Dreamwalker life. We have got a lot of people in that one. We have a few seats left, but it looks like we have about 175 already signed up. We've got a big room, so we could take a few more, but not many. And we do have translation into Deutsch with the headsets.
Yes, there is German translation, and it is with the headsets. So it's
simultaneous.
Simultaneous. And it's at the Holiday Inn in Frankfurt, which most of us are familiar with if you've been there.
Yeah, we have Gerhardt and Anat joining us, and it should be a grand time.
Yep.
Then mark your calendars for the Crimson Circle Christmas party.
Woo!
Right here, December 10th. We do this every year. We have hors d'oeuvres and dinner and a little
bit of Santa going to be here?
Drink, and we might have Santa. I know we are going to have karaoke and dancing with Brian Campbell. I mean, not that you're going to dance with Brian, but he's playing the music for that. So do mark your calendars. It's always a lot of fun.
Will you and your group do YMCA again for us?
We're going to rehearse at this time. We're going to learn the words and learn the moves. We've had some critical comments about our renditions of YMCA the past couple of years. So, yeah, we're gonna try it, right? At least the words we'll try to get to know.
Good.
And then to top off the year, we go to... Oh, I forgot to put... Manly in for the end of the year.
How did you forget
I forgot
that?
All about that. We'll be back in Australia. I think it's the... Remember the date, Susie, for Australia?
17th, right?
17th and 18th of December?
It's the very next weekend, right after the Christmas party.
So
right
we leave the Christmas party and go there.
Yes.
So we're doing the mental imbalance workshop, I
Beyond
believe.
The mind?
Yeah. This is what happens when you put the slides together on the day before the shoud. This is a new announcement that we're going to be doing the Mental Imbalance Workshop, or Going Beyond the Mind, actually, three-day workshop in Medellin, Colombia in February. So if you're interested in some warm weather, some great passion and great food, come on down to Medellin.
Oh, yeah.
And
very passionate. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. This is a new announcement. We are doing the Advanced Sexual Energy School in Kauai. We kind of make an annual trip there, and we said, let's do advanced SES there. So it'll be March 11th through the 16th. It is a requirement that you've taken regular SES.
We will have to send you the link for the registration because Susie will need to confirm that you did take the regular SES and that you have completed that, and then you'll be sent the link if you'd like to attend. And I will tell you that the link, the message already went out to the angels, I believe, yesterday, and they're already, it's already over a third full.
Yeah.
So please don't delay if you're interested in going to the advanced SES.
Yeah, because we're limiting it to 60 because of the type of activities we do. We don't want too large of a group. If you have not taken SES, you can still sign up as long as you agree that you will take SES prior to coming to Kauai. There's teachers all around the world who are more than happy to teach it to you. And it's actually really, truly the most profound and life-changing thing of any of the schools that we do. It has such an effect. Linda and I, others that we work with, we can walk into a room and pretty much know which people have taken SES. It creates, I would say, a different balance.
Absolutely.
A different perspective.
Absolutely.
It is amazing.
And I will say more. This is a really, for those of you that have been to Kauai, it's an incredibly glorious place to experience anything, because the beauty of the ocean, the temperate climate, it's truly beautiful and glorious. So if you haven't been there, this is a lovely way to do it, that normally the school flows through a little bit quicker, but this one will have a morning session, and then there'll be time later for you to go out and be with the experience. Also, this is a very, very beautiful setting. We're back at the Sheraton in Poipu, so it's a very nice, easy place to integrate whatever it is you choose.
And Norman Garrett will be there, of course. I wouldn't miss it. And Anat and Gerhard are going to be there as well. Their first time on Kauai, so they're very, very excited about making the trip. So that's if you're interested, please check into it right away.
Don't delay.
And then I think that was it for events. It was. And now it's time for two Chambra launch pads today. Neither one of them are live, but... they're live.
Well, yes, they are. It's absolutely live.
What I mean is that people aren't here. But we do like to feature
live.
We like to feature the creations from Chambra because, according to Adamus and Tobias, it's so important just to express yourself, whatever it's through, whether it's music or books or anything else. So today we have two. With the energies of Chambra, we're going to help give them an energetic launch with their products. The first one is...
That would be Krista Markowitz's book. Krista was with us in Santa Fe. Oh, look at that medallion. Doesn't that look good on her?
Yeah.
And her book is 2065 in the Beginning. And she likes to write sort of channeled fiction.
It kind of sounds like channeled sci-fi fiction. You know, it's about life in 2065. And she says in the book cover that at that point, we've gone through a lot of evolutions. Humans are much more intuitive, much more compassionate. It's kind of a look at a potential of what society could be like in 2065. It's pretty refreshing to read her perspective of it, and I hope it comes true.
Yes.
We've gone through a lot of the clearings, a lot of the changes on Earth, and now we're truly birthing the new Earth, the new humanity on Earth. You can get her book at Amazon.com. Just do a search on 2065 or Krista Markowitz and get it on Amazon.
So congratulations, and we hope that your project goes well and that people will enjoy your book.
And Krista, let's all take a deep breath for Krista.
Mm.
Take a deep breath for your own creative energies as well. It's not just about books, and it's not just about music CDs, but really about launching consciousness. Let's take a deep breath. And Krista, we'll put the energy of Chambra behind you.
So great. It is.
Thank you. And the next one.
Jana Walton.
Yeah, Jana. Jana from, originally from Israel, now living in the Netherlands. She played at a channeling workshop of ours a couple years ago, and I didn't even know she played the piano. She sat down and played, and it was stunning. It was beautiful.
Very beautiful music.
She was very nervous about it because I don't think she'd really ever performed in front of an audience.
Oh, I hear that's changed. I heard she's gotten much more comfortable.
That kind of was the breakthrough. So yeah. She's come out and produced a new CD and actually works with Kathumi on it. It's called Dance With Me and with Kathumi Lal Singh. Beautiful, beautiful music. And I have just a short cut. So if you imagine playing the creativity, Kathumi, and feel into the energy behind it. Take a deep breath and give a big energetic Shambhar Lodge for Yana and her new CD, Dance With Me.
Congratulations to Yana.
Thanks. Wow. You know, and I'm seeing more and more Shambhar doing things. We feature some things here, some in the Shambhar directory and the monthly newsletter. It's a joy to see all this coming forth.
Yeah, more and more people really doing it. That's the most glorious part. They're actually doing it.
And the important thing, too, is, I mean, as much as we love Adamus and Tobias and Kathumi, it's real humans doing this real work, which is truly the amazing part. You also find out when you start on a project, on a creative venture, that the entities do come in and they work with you. So they won't do it for you, but they'd be there working with you.
You should know.
They're amazing. Do a little... Got some news about Awakening Zone.
Oh, good.
Ask Gerhard to take this little music intro and turn it into a full song, you know, like a three, five-minute song
like
or
that?
Something. Oh, that'd be a huge hit. Mm-hmm. So anyway, just happened to be looking at the statistics the other day and found out that as of the end of September... we had 735,000 listens on Awakening Zone since January 1st. Woo! And, you know, I like statistics. I come from a marketing background, so I like looking at them. I said, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot of people listening to the shows. And it truly says to me that our energy, as Shambhar, was behind this project. And now it's spreading all across the world. I would not have imagined the number would have been this high. And I thought, well, if we're in the end of the ninth month or the end of the third quarter, when are we going to hit...
the magic number!
1,000,000. And just kind of a game, but I started thinking, well, theoretically, if
is
I was going to plot
like betting
this and track this... No. If I was going to track this, I would say right about the end of the year. But who knows? Who knows? It could be sooner. It could be later. So why not
sooner.
Have some fun with that?
Oh!
Why not do a contest?
Oh. Did Adamus inspire this, or is this
Hell
you?
No. He would have given away 1,000.
Oh! So I influenced it.
So you influenced it. So I said, let's do a contest. If you send in your guess, just the date, you know, like October 12th, 2011. Make sure to include the year. Yeah. Because some of you may, like, really stretch it out. But send your guess of the date and the year, and if you're right on, you'll win $100. Or actually, the person who... We can't figure
closest.
It down to the minute. You know, we can't say, oh, it's the minute. We can look at the day, and we know that's very exact. Whoever sends the... Let's say we have 7 people all getting the right date. Whoever's email was time-stamped first, whoever's we received first, is the winner of 100 big dollars. Of course, in Europe, it doesn't mean that much anymore. It's about,
no,
you know,
it's
about it doesn't
66.
Mean that 60 cents, but
66.
It's fun. What the heck? So, if you're interested in playing Guess When We Hit a Million, send your emails to Bonnie.
Oh, poor Bonnie.
Send your emails to, and Bonnie knew about this. I wrote her at midnight last night. Say, hey, what do you think? Of course, she was delirious and had had a Manhattan. So, hey, sounds great. So bring them on. Send your emails to customer service at awakeningzone.com. Oh, we left out the M, .com. Remember to send the date and the year of when you think we're going to hit that 1 millionth listener. And what we're hoping you do is you get so excited about it that you start writing your friends and say, make sure to listen to a lot of shows that are going on so we can really run
that number.
Is that
how you think it works?
No.
Thank you.
No. No, no, no.
And what do you do if someone picks every day?
No, you just get one. That's a good point. See, that's why you're who you are. You think of these things. You get one entry, please. Don't start picking every... I can see people on the internet right now typing in every day. And so how can I lose, you know? No, just pick one date. And Bonnie's got a watchful eye. She's going to make sure that you only get one. So it'll be kind of fun. We'll announce it... right after it happens, we'll send out a mailing to everyone, put it on Awakening Zone. So that should be kind of fun. I have a good time.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. By the way, Awakening Zone, in addition to the listeners, we're getting international hosts, which we feel is very, very important. South America, all throughout Europe.
Australia.
All over.
All over.
Host everywhere. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. So
you're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So remember... Guess when we hit 1 million listeners.
Woo!
An Awakening Zone. It's been a fun project.
It has been.
It's been a really good project.
And the staff has done an amazing job of
accommodating it. So that's Awakening Zone news. What else do we have?
Oh,
Chambra news.
Oh, no.
We do have some important announcements today. We don't want to diminish the importance of this. First of all, I wanted to announce, because I forgot to do a slide, I wanted to announce the new Chambra calendar, desktop calendar.
It's a perpetual calendar, so it has the date, but it you can keep redoing it.
And every day has a different quote from Adamus, Kathumi, or Tobias. So there's like 365 different quotes. This is good year after year because, as Linda mentioned, there's no year associated. So the really cool thing is to pick a birth date. What's your birthday?
April 1st.
April 1st. That's a
literally?
Funny birth.
Are you, yay,
serious?
You. April 1st.
April 1st. Let's see. And by the way, the beautiful artwork was done by Dorada, who is Wolfing's partner. And she did a beautiful job of this. And if I had my glasses on, I could see what I'm doing.
They're.
April 1st.
Ooh.
Ooh, I'll let you read it. And David's going to give you the mic. David's going to give you the microphone. It's perfect for you.
Expect the Unexpected by Tobias.
By Tobias. Oh, Tobias is so clever.
Except that's April 4th.
Oh.
Jeffrey.
No, it was appropriate. Expect the Unexpected.
You have the divine right to be who you are.
Whoa!
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa. Listen,
one more. Go ahead. One more.
What's your birthday, Julie?
August 28th, a Virgo, fellow Virgo. Yeah.
Oh, and an August Virgo.
And
Jeff
August
says
Virgo.
August
sorry,
Virgos
sorry.
Are much more precise.
We are.
Damn it. Damn it. And rightfully so.
A precise what?
August 28th. They're trying to find the date. Maybe we left off the Virgos.
No.
Yeah, it's both sides.
Because it flips back and forth to both sides, so it's a little harder to get there. Are we there?
With this clever device, you put it on your desktop, and you flip it each day. It has a different quote. It's kind of a fun thing. We have some here for sale today, and we have a boatload of them, literally, coming in from China. So
literally.
Literally. All right, so what does it say for your birthday?
Dive into life, Adamus.
Dive into life. See these wonderful, witty little sayings.
Ooh.
And, you know, so these are available here today. And if you're here in person, a good idea to get it so you don't have to have it shipped to you.
And you know what it says for my birthday?
What does it say for your birthday? When's your birthday?
March 1.
Mm-hmm.
Discover your real family. Get over the old one.
It does not. I have to digress a moment and tell this little story. Linda had to go back to home recently, back to Wisconsin for a family funeral. And not it wasn't direct family, but it was her mom's husband. He passed
away.
And so she flew back up there at the last minute, and the whole family converged. You know, I mean, and I wanted to tell her before she left, but I thought, just zip it up. You get together with family, especially under situations like that, or even weddings, you know, particularly when there's a lot of drinking. What good will come? Not. I mean, not. And, like, Linda called me the first full day she was there, and she was just crying and screaming, you know, I want to come home. It's like, sorry, but, you know, you got to put up with it. It was like you were shocked that that family is family. You expect that.
My delusion was shattered.
Since you've changed, that perhaps they have, and no, darling.
They weren't even drinking. That was the really scary part.
They just were who they were. She came back home Thursday night and just, I'll never give you a hard time about anything again. I'm the luckiest lady in the whole world. So, did me good. So, but it is, if for those who haven't seen your family for a while, it's a real good indicator. You go back and see them, just kind of how far really you've expanded. And it's no negative commentary on family. It's a positive commentary on you. Although you came back a little different. My birthday. Damned if I could read it, even if I found it. Linda will try. Okay, I'll go back.
Okay. August 26th.
August 26th.
You want me to read it for you?
Yeah, and you might want to write that down in your calendars.
Please.
What does it say?
Be bold. Take ownership in self. Understand that you are the creator. It's time to step forward. You can make anything work out. Anything. Adamus. No,
I like that. That's inspiring. Yeah. So, that
like
was Adamus.
Cheerleader.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the next subject. The annual Inspire Consciousness Awards, presented each year to a certain individual who has really gone beyond and above to inspire others. We've had an illustrious group that has received the award in the past, starting with Norma and Garrett actually,
correct.
Down at the Quantum Leap Celebration.
In Taos.
We've had Wolfing von Rohr, Sylvia Morin from Romania, and
Lee Carroll.
So this year's award winner, which everybody probably knows by now, but we just want to acknowledge it one more time, David McMaster.
Woo!
Come on, David. Come on.
Well earned. Well earned.
Well earned. When we announced David's name, you know, we kind of built the suspense up and everything. We announced it. There was an amazing cheer that went up all throughout the audience and across the world, of course, you know, for those listening in. But David, people were really delighted that you received it. And I think so many people so connect with you, see you as a standard, love you for what you do, and just love your warmth and friendliness. So you are truly worthy of that award.
And thank you.
Yeah, congratulations,
you bet.
David.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Nobody knew other than a few people up until moments before. We had to tell the camera staff so they could, like, start getting the shots of David, start zooming in on him. And when David got it, you were so embarrassed. I mean, humble.
He was sweet.
It was really sweet. So,
sweet.
David, congratulations, David. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Oh, I just want to mention real quickly. We had a two-day off-site staff meeting recently, and it was really fun. You know, our staff works virtual. We don't get together that often, so when we do, we really like each other. We met... Well, no, really, if you're at the office with somebody every day, 8 to 10 hours, you find out all the little irritating things. When you're a virtual office, you love each other, and when you get together, you have fun. We took this shot of the group, and it was just so cool. First time we've ever had a shot of the whole staff, all 11 of us. I don't know if you can see that very well, but I was just so proud of that.
And Lindsay, who's out in California, who so many of you know because of she works with the teachers, it was fun because we were able to get Lindsay to come in. So then it really, truly was the whole staff, which does not happen very often.
Yeah, we don't get together that often. Or when we do, it's like this today where we're busy and running around or not everybody here. So I was just so tickled with this shot. So wanted to show it for Schaumburg News today.
Thanks to everyone.
And let's see, what else do we have? Oh, that is it. We're wrapped up early.
That's unbelievable and unheard of.
Unheard of. I told Linda we have to really rush things along because we had a lot to cover.
Wow.
Wow. We did. So we have an extra long time. We're going to take a break here in just a minute. We're going to come back at about 3:05, so you have plenty of time to enjoy the beautiful weather. There's a lot of food out there today, I've seen. And just have a chance to talk to everybody. Check out the calendars and whatever other goodies we have there.
And I want to go back again to thank this. You know, there are so many people that help us do what we do and make it possible. And we especially want to thank, of course, the angels. They're the subscribers that really make so much of what we're doing here and this actual webcast available. The Crimson Circle teachers who are all over the world passionately teaching material that inspired them. In fact, if you're a teacher in the audience today, would you stand up, a Crimson Circle teacher? There's quite a few here, actually.
Quite a few, yeah.
Yeah. Fabulous. Thank you. And always grateful to our dear web shop host.
Web shop.
Oh, you got those lower. Our workshop hosts, they're the ones that, you know, create the relationship that make it easy and graceful for us to come to your part of the world. They do an amazing job. It takes a lot more work than a lot of people realize, and we truly appreciate them.
Yeah, a little note on that, since I have a couple minutes to kill. But we don't use outside professional workshop organizers. We tried it early on, and it just didn't work. They didn't understand the needs of Schaumburg.
What we needed.
It was more like how to get a lot of people in and get a lot of people out. We just didn't like it. We made a conscious decision that we were going to do all of our own workshops. We're going to have our staff and the international hosts do it. And they're all Schaumburg. They don't do this on a professional basis, where I think maybe sometimes they get a little jaded. We don't do any advertising other than what you see here or in the newsletter. It's all done on a very, very kind of a ground level, kind of a ground roots level. So I'm always amazed at the fact that the workshops nearly always sell out, and we don't do any. We just let the energy out there and let people know that a gathering is going to take place.
But again, it's the hosts that actually make that really, really
Absolutely.
Happen and help us in supporting the energy. Also, international translators, you know, there are people all over the world that translate, and generally it's their saying that they love the work, they love what they hear, and they offer to do the translations from the Shouds for the website. So that's an incredible group. It takes a lot of work, and they're very particular in making sure that they're not only translating the words, but being clear about the energy of what's behind those words.
Great. And of course, to the amazing staff that puts all of this together each month for the webcast, goes out all around the world. Let's give them a big hand. Wonderful staff. And again, just a closing shot of Colorado in the autumn, truly one of the most beautiful places in the world. And we're here right now. It's right in our backyard. So if you have never been here, come on and visit. We'd love to see you. We're going to take 30 minutes back in the chair
so we
can get started for Awakening Zone. Take a little bit of a break here, and we'll see you back here about 5 to 3. Enjoy the food.
Thank you, everyone.